The King Who Wanted to Be Alone by William Cowie. A long time ago there was a small village with many people, poor people, but on a close by hill there was a grand big castle with a very alone but selfish king with lots of money. He showed his brilliantness with decorating himself with valuable objects all over everywhere, but no one took notice or bothered, as they were too poor with not much time to spare. Then a messenger, who was not scared of Bob Wright, who was the king, and brought all large messages to Bob Wright. He carried on telling Bob Wright that he was being selfish and keeping everything that other people needed more than him, but he did not listen. The messenger took notice and wanted to steal lots of money for the other ones. "I'm going to steal some cash," whispered the messenger, who was very sneaky, as he gave away the last of the funds. Bob Wright came down the street, so he ran away very quickly before he could even take a quick glance at him, as he would have been in so much trouble. He was trembling because of how scared he was. "Everyone else is much happier now, everything. Anyway," he whispered. At that moment, Bob Wright was not bothered because he had a great think about people of his kind. He was not too selfish due to other consequences, as his mother died of poorness and hunger. "I declare from now on I shall be nice to you, as I'm opening a store that you can take stuff for free," shouted Bob Wright. Everyone rushed in and got as much stuff as they could. Then he knocked down his bricks and passed them on to the people of the poor village so they could build on their houses. He was very cold when he went outside, seeing as it was winter other times, because he had done something that he was approved of. It was actually kind. He suddenly felt warmer. He still feels warm due to him, and he's been doing lots of work for everyone else. He sped back home and felt sleepier than ever after many long days. Many years later, which was 10 to 15 years later, he was not that mean, and he was quite old, so every day he would just sit at the park bench and feed the ducks. He was too old then to do anything, and one day the whole neighbourhood came to a bench and assisted him with great care. One morning the majority of people came down and sat with him, asked if he wanted anything, but he said nothing. Then he said they wanted to tell them something very important. "I want to tell you something very important. I've lived a long life, and long it has been," he said, in quite a soft tone. "I don't think I have much longer to live, but I shall do one more request for all of you." "We don't think you need to do one," a little boy said. "We've quite changed our lives forever, and I think there's a couple of reasons how." He got back on the bench and everyone else on and around the bench as he felt weary and collapsed onto the bench. He had died. From then on, he was remembered by everyone, and everyone felt warmer every time, as if he was making it happen.
In the morning, she woke up incredibly early so she could have a head start. She ate her sandwich as fast as she could. When she got outside, she headed towards the rich people's houses. Carefully, she knocked on the door of the Adams family. They opened the door awfully slowly, which wasted most of her time. Finally, they came outside and asked her why she had come to them. "I've come here to ask you if you would kindly give me a generous amount of money to give to the poor. They will be able to buy items they need but do not have," Veronica nervously replied. "We would be happy to help the poor. They do deserve some money as they have been sitting on the streets for over a year now," they responded. They gave Veronica a generous amount of money to give to the poor. Veronica proceeded to the rich people to ask for some money. In the evening, she sailed to the Statue of Liberty and told her that her first job was done. They made a second plan to help the rich and poor. The next day, she repeated her morning routine and started the next plan. She dashed out across the streets and gave the money to the poor. "The rich has kindly given some of their money to you," Veronica replied. The poor were filled with pride and joy. "Young lady, could you thank the rich for us? We would be even more grateful," exclaimed an old man. Veronica replied, "Of course I will tell them thank you, and I will specifically tell them it was thanks from you. I promise." So she did what she promised to the poor. Veronica quickly ran to the poor and told them thanks from the poor. Firstly, she ran to the Adams family and said, "I am giving you thanks from the poor and from me as well. I am thanking you for giving me the money to give to the poor. Thank you so much." She was so thankful, she said it so quickly. At least they understood her. "We were honoured to help some of the poor, because some of them were our family and friends. We would do anything to help them." The Adams family were a very nice family. Now she had to go to the other rich people that gave her money for the poor. She had to do it quickly because she still needed time to meet the Statue of Liberty. She managed to get her to her quick enough. She told the statue that she had finished her second job. Consequently, they made the last plan. They worked through it over and over again. This was the final step. They got through it eventually. For the third time this week, she had to repeat her morning routine. She was starting to get used to it. Once she finished her routine, she dashed outside and headed back to the poor. This time, she was going to tell them not to buy items that could kill you. Otherwise, they'd give them money for nothing, and they would be poor again. She insisted on getting a job and a house first, so they could earn money from the job and have somewhere to sleep. They did as she said. While they were doing it, she was wondering if her mother was worried about her. She hadn't seen her mother in 3 days. She woke up so early and came home so late. After a while, she looked back at the poor and saw that somehow they bought a house so quickly. She was really impressed and shocked. Veronica looked at her watch and remembered that she had to see the statue. She ran as quickly as she could, as her motorboat could take her. Once she got there, she sailed as fast as the waves could take her. She got there just in time. The statue was waiting. She told the statue the most exciting news. She had finished the final step. They were so happy that the statue cried with joy. Veronica said, "I need to get home, otherwise my mother will be worried." The statue let her go. Once Veronica got home, she saw that her mother was in the kitchen. She ran up to her and hugged her. She was very upset. She was leaving in the morning very early. She helped her mother tidy up and her mother packed Veronica's bag. They were going to tidy up in one night. Veronica promised her mother that she would come and visit again after about 3 hours Veronica had to go. She got on her plane on time and saw the most beautiful view of the statue. Tears fell down her cheeks as she flew home. She was happy to go back to London, but she would miss her mother and the statue. She missed her mother the most. The end.